Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting second. The left fielder, George Stumpf. Batting third. The right fielder, Mule Haas. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Zeke Bonura. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Tony Pete. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Whitehead. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, John Whitehead. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Dusty Cook. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The left fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Billy Werber. Batting sixth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Eric McNair. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Cascarella. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Joe Cascarella. And now, play ball. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cascarella fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. George Stumpf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stumpf hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Werber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pete fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stumpf. Kramer reaches second base with a double. Cook moves to third. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch is walked intentionally. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Dykes. Cook scores. Kramer scores. Maynisch moves to third. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Werber for the out. Fox moves to second. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Maynisch scores. Fox scores. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stumpf. McNair reaches second base with a double. Farrell moves to third. Les Tichain now pitching. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is walked intentionally. Joe Cascarella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Farrell scores. McNair moves to third. Melillo moves to second. It's 5-0, Red Sox. Joe Cascarella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cascarella is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cook strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete hits a fly ball into right field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Maynish. Sewell reaches second base with a double. Dykes moves to third. Les Tichet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tichet takes first base on ball 4. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Krivic takes first base on ball 4. Dykes scores. Sewell moves to third. Tichet moves to second. It's 5-1, Red Sox. George Stumpf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stumpf is 0-for-1 in the game. Stumpf hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Stumpf reaches second base with a double. Sewell scores. Tichet scores. Krivic goes all the way around to score. It's 5-4 to Red Sox. Jack Wilson now pitching. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-1 in the game. Haas takes first base on ball 4. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0-for-1 in the game. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. There goes Stumpf trying to get to home. Werber throws to Farrell, who tags Stumpf for the out. Haas moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Heinie Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Maynish hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pete settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pete fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-1 in the game. Werber takes first base on ball 4. Fox moves to second. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Fox moves to third. Werber moves to second. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fox scores. Werber moves to third. Farrell moves to second. It's 6-4, Red Sox. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Melillo hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Krivic, who is chasing the ball. Melillo reaches third base with a triple. Werber scores. Farrell scores. McNair goes all the way around to score. It's 9-4, Red Sox. Jack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Krivic. Wilson reaches second base with a double. Melillo scores. It's 10-4, Red Sox. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cook takes first base on ball 4. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Kramer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wilson scores. Cook moves to third. It's 11-4, Red Sox. Clint Brown now pitching. Jaime Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Maynish hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cook scores. Kramer moves to third. It's 12-4, Red Sox. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Maynish moves to second. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Werber hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 12, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. Appling is called out on strikes. One out. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 0-for-1 in the game. Pete takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dykes takes first base on ball 4. Pete moves to second. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Pete moves to third. Two outs. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 12, and the White Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Grubb now catching. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. McNair hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Krivic, who is chasing the ball. McNair reaches third base with a triple. Farrell goes all the way around to score. It's 13-4, Red Sox. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pete misplays the ball. That's an error on Pete. McNair scores. It's 14-4, Red Sox. Jack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cook hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 14, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Stumpf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stumpf is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got three RBIs. Stumpf hits a pop-up towards short. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Haas hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mainisch. Haas reaches second base with a double. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bonura hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 14, and the White Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Heinie Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Mainisch hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mainisch for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Brown. Fox moves to second. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pete scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Fox moves to third. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. He's got two RBIs. McNair hits a fly ball into left field. Stumpf settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 14, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-2 in the game. Appling is called out on strikes. One out. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Pete hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dykes takes first base on ball 4. Pete moves to second. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb takes first base on ball 4. Pete moves to third. Dykes moves to second. George Washington pinch hits for Clint Brown. George Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington strikes out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Krivic hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 14, and the White Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jojo Morrissey now playing third base. Italo Cellini now pitching. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Melillo hits a fly ball into left field. Stumpf settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Wilson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Cook takes first base on ball 4. Wilson moves to second. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Kramer hits a fly ball into right field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jaime Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Maynish takes first base on ball 4. Wilson moves to third. Cook moves to second. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fox strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 14, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. George Stumpf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stumpf is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Stumpf hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Haas hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bonura hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stumpf moves to second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-3 in the game. Appling hits a line drive towards first. Fox catches it and steps on first to double up Bonura. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 14, and the White Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Werber hits a line drive into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 3 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Farrell hits a fly ball into right field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. McNair hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stumpf. McNair reaches second base with a double. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Melillo hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Krivic. Melillo reaches second base with a double. McNair scores. It's 15-4, Red Sox. Jack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Chiellini fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Melillo scores. It's 16-4, Red Sox. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and two walks. Cook takes first base on ball 4. Wilson moves to second. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 3-for-5 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Kramer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pete settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 16, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pete hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair misplays the ball. That's an error on McNair. Jojo Morrissey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrissey hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Grubb hits a pop-up towards third. Werber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Italo Chiellini is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiellini takes first base on ball 4. Pete moves to second. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Krivic hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 16, and the White Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jaime Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Maynish hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fox hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Morrissey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morrissey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 16, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. George Stumpf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stumpf is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Stumpf strikes out. One out. Mühlhaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Bonura hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-4 in the game. Appling hits a line drive into left field. Maynish picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Maynish. Bonura moves to third. Appling moves to second. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pete strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 16, and the White Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and three walks. He's got two RBIs. Farrell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 4-for-5 in the game, with a single, two doubles, and a triple. He's got two RBIs. McNair takes first base on ball 4. Farrell moves to second. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double, a triple, and a walk. He's got 5 RBIs. Melillo hits a line drive towards short. Appling catches it and throws to second to double up Farrell. The throw to first to get McNair, and that's a triple play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 16, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Jojo Morrissey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrissey is 0-for-1 in the game. Morrissey hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Grubb hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rip Radcliffe pinch hits for Italo Cellini. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Grubb moves to second. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Krivic strikes out. 2 outs. George Stumpf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stumpf is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Stumpf hits a fly ball into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 16, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.